sense of once you get to this level, you you regain the ability to communicate with anybody about anything. And then you get to this level and you're free from the past effects of drugs in your life. And, you know, each one has its own, tag that goes with it. And it doesn't act, it's not like if you're OT5, you know, you now get to ride the Scientology bus for half price. It doesn't, there's no, you know, there's no thing that goes with it. It's just, you know, you've achieved that level. And basically the whole idea is to keep going and keep getting more counseling until you can get all the way to the top. And the definition of an operating Satan is somebody who is cause over matter, energy, space, and time. That's the definition of an operating Satan. So within the organization, it's pretty much believed that anything that happens anywhere, you're control over. Even to the fact that I talk about this in the book, but in 1990 there was a huge flood, a flash flood that occurred at the international headquarters, and this was just a very short time period before Tom Cruise was going to come and stay at the facility, and the mountain literally there was a huge mudslide, and the mud literally covered the highway. Thoroughly destroyed a lot of the property, and there was buildings that were full of mud, and it was a disaster. David Miscavige, who's the current leader of Scientology, he actually assigned the entire property and all of the staff there a condition of confusion for causing the flood. And this is like a penalty thing within Scientology. Right. So, he literally said we caused the flood.
All right, so that brings us back to a couple of things I want to get to, which is as best as you can explain the theology of Scientology for people who don't know it. I want to talk about their understanding of Jesus for people who see the emblem of Scientology and think that it's a Christian-like religion. And then I want to talk about some of your celebrity encounters. And then also getting out and your story of how you did. A little bit more on that coming up. It's an amazing story of being blown for good. Mark Headley on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett.